Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
All right, so when we left off, you guys were at the top of the pyramid. You'd already knocked off the four other Aztec guards. The four knights are going to be guarding it for you, so it's you five guys and Tobin enter the temple at the top, and there was green light and everything coming out. So you enter, and you enter the main room of this temple. It's like an altar is in the center and everything, and you see a man who you can assume is it's Kotal. With his back to you, and he's sort of sitting, meditating, saying some incantations, and you can see the light that was coming in from above in the sky, coming down into the temple. The light that you guys rode up is coming up through the floor, and it's just meeting. And that's not going through him, but he is making something out of this light that is like hovering in front of him by the walls, like in the back wall of this temple. He's not making any movements to show that he's noticing you.
Okay, I'm just gonna shoot the light. We should have brought the black hole.
Yeah.
Just like let it out. Just throw him into it.
He's very focused on what he's doing, and he's just channeling all this energy into making something.
That's I just like him a lot. I want to shoot.
He's gonna not even talk, just open fire.
Open fire.
Okay. As he flicks on his proton pack, I'm going to throw him off the pyramid. I'm not joking. If he does it, I will.
Are you gonna go? That. I mean, what do you gotta tell me what you guys are gonna do? Because he's basically ignoring you at this point. He's focused on what he's doing.
I go, excuse me.
Yeah. Okay. Then his head picks up, and he gets up. He stands, and he turns around, and he speaks in ancient Aztec.
Subtitles?
It's better than subtitles. As he speaks, his voice echoes off the walls, and as it echoes off the walls, it comes back and you can hear it in your head.
That's a neat trick.
he says, what are you doing here? He's genuinely confused, but not intimidated. He's like, what are you doing here?
Like, oh, we're here to stop you from this, whatever that is.
I saw an ad in
whatever
Craigslist
you're doing, here to stop you from whatever you're doing.
I saw an ad in Craigslist that said you needed some more guards, so...
We are an organization representative of Orlando, and you don't have a permit for this.
He says...
He's like, yeah, you're violating a building code bad right now.
He says, you can't stop me, it's already started.
Like, yeah, well, see, that's the funny thing, because if it hadn't been started, we wouldn't need to stop you. So, we're here to stop you. So please refrain from any and all paranormal activity and return forthwith to your place of origin.
He just turns his back, and he finishes saying an incantation, and he finishes what he was doing.
While he's doing that, I'm like, excuse me, hey, stop. I don't think he heard. I don't think he...
Cease and desist.
He says one more thing, and the light that's in this temple goes out. Like, you can see. All the lights are still on, but, like, this light that he was working on, it goes out, so there's no more light coming inside the temple. There's no more light coming in from up underneath. And he turns to you guys, and he walks, just starts walking towards you, and he just makes, like, he's not making any aggressive moves, but he just walks past you towards the outside. And he gives you a look, and he motions to outside, and he goes, I already told you. It's already started. It's too late. And if you look, like if you like go to look and see.
I close my eyes.
It's like, if you step back towards the entrance way, which way you came in, remember the holes I was telling you about on the side of the pyramid, like the way that you guys went out to meet Briggs,
right.
And how every so often, like if you look at every one of these openings, passageways that are like go down the pyramid in stages, start spilling out with a. Remember at the end of Return of the King with all like the ghosts that came out?
Yes.
Similar to that, except they're all Aztec-looking warriors with like bone skull masks on and spears, and some of them have you know, arrows, and some of them have like swords and all the very feathers and decorative or whatever. So thousands of these guys just start marching out from each, from the middle and from the base of the temple, just coming down the steps from in every direction on every side of the pyramid, just start marching out into the streets.
Dude, if we didn't like the EPA, imagine this dude's problem with immigration.
So he's just up there enjoying this view of this undead army that is just spilling out into the street, and people, I mean, most of the people have left because you guys did ask for people to leave. And at this point, it's dark. It's basically nighttime. Of the people that stayed, cops, firemen, or whatever, they start freaking out, backing up, because as these soldiers are just meeting any resistance, they just start cutting things down. So, like, they're leaving real quick because nobody wants to get killed out here, but it's...
Now these people, these things are coming out of the temple.
Mm-hmm.
If I run back inside and look down the hole, mm-hmm. is there a central point that they were...
There is a central point. It's, like, remember how I said that it was meeting, like, yeah. two beings were meeting in this temple? They're now meeting below, like, where you guys entered.
Okay.
Like, and that was in the science center.
So, who's got good aim?
I've got great moves.
I've got the best moves.
Like, hey guys, I found something down there. I think it needs to be shot.
Could I shoot it from here?
It's far down. You can try. It's just really, really far down. It's like a straight. I mean, it's possible. It's just it's very difficult. So you're just gonna try to aim down just to see what happens?
Yeah, I'm gonna take a pot shot at it. I'm gonna use these two burning points.
Okay. Count it up. 17 and it goes.
Yeah.
You aim down as best as you can, and you just fire. And just this thing just—I mean—it's just so far away.
It's like a fire hose.
Yeah, it's basically like a fire. It doesn't even reach the bottom. And the ghost eye is—it's Kotal. He's, you know, very much involved in himself, looking over at the glory of his soldiers. Here's this. And he just turns and he comes back inside, and he just looks, because Mike's the one who fired, he just does a movement with his hand, and he's going to throw you against the wall.
Fuck.
You're going to have to give me 5 trait points.
What the fuck?
Or 9 brownie points. He saw you standing over the hole trying to blast it. He's like a fly, just... And just... Boom, into the temple wall, and you're spending 9 brownie points.
Yeah.
So... How did he hit you in such a way that when you hit that wall, did it not disintegrate you, basically? Not literally, but, you know, it's a... So, how do you think that happened?
Combat roll. I was like, fuck.
You curled into a ball.
Like, curled into a ball.
You curled into a ball instinctively, and then you hit it, and then you landed back on your pack. So, okay.
I'm not gonna do that again, guys. It's bad.
We all just kind of look at Wall, we go, how you doing, Wall?
Fine.
Can I shoot him now?
All right. 13 and a ghost. You don't miss him because he's not that far away. He's fairly close to you guys. So with that roll, you do hit him. But you do roll a ghost die as well. So anyway, you hit him with this boson dart. It doesn't even knock him down. It just, he just stands there. It's like a water balloon. It just hit him.
Did it even explode when it hit him?
When it exploded, yeah, sure. It exploded on impact, but he just stood there like it's nothing.
Yeah. Should I just try to net this guy? I mean, he's probably just gonna break through, but...
Well, we don't know until you try.
Do what you think is right.
I'm gonna try to net this guy. I'm gonna spend 3 rounds trying to fast.
Well, you hit him. It lands on him, but he just takes it off like it's nothing. All right, so Mike's turn.
I stand up.
With effort.
Can I withhold?
Yeah, you can withhold.
Yeah, I'm gonna withhold.
All right.
In the wake of the net not doing dick, he's basically lined up with the door, right?
Yeah, he's just standing there, yeah. And this is all happening very quickly, because it's,
okay.
know, it's like...
So, the moment he breaks out of there, I'm going to go with a tried and true classic. I'm going to run forward and punch him directly in the mouth.
Okay.
And I'm going to spend 30 brownie points.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
my God. All right. I mean, you got the gloves.
Because now I'm like, oh, shit.
Clearly, well, the boson,
clearly,
yeah, the
clearly,
boson with, didn't do it.
With the move, he could kill us.
Yeah.
So with the move, I will end him. that's my goal, at least.
Yeah.
I don't we have the
That's okay. Why don't I do this? I'll do 3 groups of 10, and I'll roll the ghost die once.
Just one time. Yeah. You can do that.
All right, so okay. That's a total of 109.
109. No, that's good.
No ghost.
So you run up, and you just sock him one in the jaw, and he just doesn't even see coming because he doesn't... no one has dared lay a finger on him for thousands of years. So
he I just, laid five.
Yeah, yeah. he doesn't even see it coming. You knock him so hard, and it just surprises him so bad. He does just stumble backwards out of the doorway and down some of the steps, out of sight. This is definitely a break in combat. So if you were going to do anything, you know, you can now tell me because the timing is going to be different.
Yeah, what do we have? Do we have rope in the climbing gear?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have everything. I can get down there.
If you're talking about climbing down to where the energy and stuff is, you can climb down. The way you came in was like a hole in the ground, and like in the level right below the temple where you are. If you want to climb back down there to see if you can drop a line down and what this is all going to be like, you can check that out.
Let's hurry.
Okay.
Okay. Yes.
Well, let's go. Let's say so. You guys run down there. You guys run down to the lower level of the temple where you guys came up from before. Before you went out to meet Briggs. You're there. There's the circular hole, you know, in the floor, which leads way down, like 400 feet, you know, to the bottom of this thing, to the ground. There is still a beam of light, but now it's coming down from the sky, straight down. So in other words, you rode it up. It's now going down, and you can just see way down. There's the jungle and the science center and everything else.
Well, we're already going. If we jump off, we're already going down, and that would probably push us down a little faster. I don't reckon.
Well, I have the walkie-talkie. I just hold it in the beam of light and just let go and see if it accelerates.
So
I'm glad that Briggs finally used the walkie-talkie.
All right. If you drop the walkie-talkie, it falls down not at the rate of normal gravity. It does fall down slower.
Here we go.
Well, I go right in immediately first.
You just jump in. You're like, well, if it works for the walkie-talkie, and just jump in.
Yeah.
All right, you jump in. You fall a little faster than the walkie-talkie, but you're not gonna kill yourself.
Okay, good. It's probably gonna be like jumping 10 feet up or something.
You're not gliding down. You are falling, but it's a controlled fall.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you guys watch, he just goes. Oh, okay, faster than I was expecting.
The walkie-talkie hits him in the butt.
I'll equate it to when you finally land. You're going down this beam of light. It's like being attached to a parachute, that sort of speed.
Okay, yeah.
Except you're going straight down. And as you're going straight down, you're like, okay, science center's coming. You pass the roof of the science center, which has a hole in it, you know. And then you're going down. And remember, that said, it's the center of the science center where like that little ecosystem display area is. As you're coming down into that, you realize there's no ground. So you're just going and going and going, and you see that below you is an infinite chasm of well of souls just spinning in torment. So you're gonna have to give me a moves to either try and use your climbing gear. Do you want to like just reach and grab? Like what's
well,
your
as I'm passing the roof of the science center, I'm just gonna
and you can see it now. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna reach out and just grab on it and just yank myself up.
Try and grab the roof of the science center.
Yeah.
Okay.
13.
You grab it to a point where it's like, you know, you're going down.
Well, doesn't that count as climbing, so I actually roll more?
Not yet. This is just a grab to get you there. So when you're going down, you get to the roof of the science center, and you see, oh, it never ends. So then you just lean out to the side, and you get your arms on top of the roof of the science center, but your legs are still, like, dangling down.
Okay.
And so
I'm going to pull myself
That's up. Not enough to pull you up, but we'll get you there when the time comes. So okay. Who jumped after Adam?
That was me.
That's all right. Totally so you're coming down and you see Adam stuck on the roof.
I see him dive.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
From like 15 feet up, I try to angle myself so I fall out of the beam.
So if you want to give me a standard moves to see if you can just balance your way out and then
like 5 feet above it, I just go.
Exactly.
Bam!
Yeah. So give me a standard moves for that.
Okay. 13.
Yeah, that's about 13. You shimmy your way sort of over to the side of the beam. You know, your arms like sticking out, and then at the last one, you just throw all your weight, and then just so you're on the roof. So now you can lift up Adam.
I'll just grab him.
So you grab.
You should like step on his finger.
I will. yes, I'm next after the
Yeah,
board.
If everybody does the same, yeah, just standard moves.
16.
Okay, so 16. Yes.
Yeah.
You make it. You're able to guide your way down, then you sort of leap out, and you're on the roof. Who's next after that?
Probably next, 14. Right.
14, yeah, you make it.
Alright. Shit, what about Tobin?
He's waiting for the last person.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
So Tobin's looking at you like... Tobin's like looking down the hole, looking up at you like... like he does not remember.
Grab Tobin.
I pick Tobin up.
And toss him to one of us when we're down.
I pick up Tobin and drop him in the hole. Oh, what do you do? What happened? What'd you do?
I got 5 and a ghost die.
All right, so you picked
lands
up. So,
on me.
So okay. So now you picked up Tobin and you were just gonna jump down.
Yeah.
5 and a ghost. Well, if technically the moves were for when you're coming to the roof, whether or not you make it onto the roof, you don't make it onto the roof. So you just, all right, Tobin, just work with me here. Tobin's kind of squirming. You can't move your weight in the right amount of weight. You just
Bye guys, pass them.
As I pass them, yeah. I go, Ned!
So somebody just...
Am I on the roof?
You're on the roof, yeah. You're safely on the roof, and you just witness Poole and Tobin carry Tobin. Ned! See this? Feet first goes past you guys. So you're the only one with a slap pack. Right,
so
shoot at
that. I'm gonna shoot at that tether so I can get him and then pull
him
up.
Whether you can choose whether to tether him, then tether the roof and pull him up, or just shoot a net that catches him, or
just slam him. So it doesn't matter about this.
Falling into oblivion.
Will the net give me the ability to pull him back up?
The net would just prevent him from falling any further.
Okay.
But a tether, if you tethered him and then tethered like the roof, it would pull him back up.
Alright, I'll do that one.
So the net is like Spider-Man, like creates a trampoline.
Tobin is freaking out.
Right. No, I'm just like, it's okay, boy. It's okay, we can just spend
eternity. It's so not okay.
We can just spend eternity together, it's okay.
26. That's 26. Yeah, you hit him with the slam tether, then onto the roof. It just, and it just pulls, and then it's slam tether starts constricting, and it just pulls you and Tobin back up. I'm assuming he got you like on the proton pack, so just by your own harness, just as getting slime back up to the roof. And when he gets up there, I pass.
It's exactly like Ghostbusters 2. He's like, ah!
So they pull you up. So now all five of you are on the roof.
Okay, so how close is party. Do we about see the, where they're converging? Are we close to that?
If you look in the hole that you guys were almost, that pool fell through and pulled it back out of, you can see down into the science center, and you can see down into that little the ecosystem display area with the trees and like fake raccoons and stuff. And you can see that that's been blown out through the ground, and it just does lead into seemingly an endless swirling vortex void of supernatural
energy.
I'm going to tempt fate and shoot a boson dart at that son of a bitch.
Okay, just into the hole?
Just into the hole.
Okay.
At the swirling vortex.
Yeah.
All right. Get from the vortex, see what we get. Fuck my life.
That's still a decent roll.
18 in the ghost.
18 in the ghost. It's a massive hole that sucks things into it, so you hit it. I mean, it just... The boson dart just disappears into it, and you're like, no explosion. Because it literally just goes into an endless void. So
do we see, like, does it have this terrible event horizon to where, like, it's bigger than just a point? Like, does it disappear at a wide angle? Does it disappear at the center, or does it disappear even, like, on its way in? Does it enter, like, a different realm?
Imagine shooting a boson dart into space, just outer space, just... And it just goes until you can't see it anymore.
Oh, so we're looking into another place.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. You guys being Ghostbusters, you would basically recognize it is a portal. It is to another dimension, to the other ectoplasmic dimension. And once you cross that line, it just opens up into a whole other universe, basically.
Guys, I have an idea. And I aim into the portal. And I say, Poole, I'm going to need you to be a solid. Cross the streams.
Oh god, are we doing this?
Alright, you're gonna turn off the cross stream inhibitors on this thing?
Yeah. Or
but we have a wide enough angle, that's what I was asking, to where
you would, yes.
We wouldn't cross in our own dimension.
Let me put it this way. You're on the roof right now. The hole that's in the roof is maybe a little bit bigger than our table here, so that's not that safe. Because the other thing too is, where this hole in the roof is, you still have to go down three stories of the Science Center, then the hole to the dimension begins. I will say another thing, though. Since you're on the roof of the Science Center, there is a door leading to a stairwell to go down you guys wanted to go down. Or if you want to shoot from up here, that's still cool, but it's...
I can strap you guys into the climbing kit and then just put a bunch of anchors down and then hold also.
If this goes poorly, I don't want to be dangling above an endless pit.
Yeah.
Yes, let's go down.
Yeah.
I mean, it will be easier.
Okay.
Yeah, air quotes, easier to shoot it down there.
Okay, but I my idea remains, I'm gonna stick with this.
All right, are you, how many brownie points are you spending with that?
Three.
And how many brownie points are you spending?
Five.
Okay, so all right, well, so all of you guys are just gonna go down the stairwell.
Yeah.
Back into the semi-jungle Jumanji version of this, of the Science Center.
Yeah. Ground. Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll say, when you get there, you know, you open the door, Eats Kotal is already standing there, waiting.
Dick!
Yes.
Yeah, he got hit down here faster than we did. I wonder how he did that.
So he sees you. So you guys came down the stairs and everything, and you're approaching the this giant, massive vortex or whatever. It's Skulltuk just sort of steps out of the shadows, and he just puts his hands up. And I'm gonna roll for it, but I'm assuming it's gonna work. You guys freeze in place, like you physically, like your mind is still your own, but you can't move. This goes for everybody. And so he's got his hands up, and he's like concentrating, and you can feel him in your head. Like, he's not talking, but you know that he's in your head. You can sense that he is looking around in your head. And then he releases you, he lets you guys go, and then he says, he speaks in Aztec, and the voice bounces off the walls, and he says, I'm not gonna just let you do this. Who do you think you are?
I thought you said we couldn't stop it.
He says, well, you can't, but I'm surprised that you're able to even get as far as you did.
I'm surprised you got down here so fast.
Tell us the magic that you used.
If you say, tell us how you got down here so fast, you feel a hand on your shoulder and you turn and it's Kotal, and he just says, I'm a god. Like, what do you expect?
Hey, look, we got over those god powers long ago. We now use wit and sarcasm.
He says, all right, very well. And he disappears. And now you're on the ground level. You can hear like a rumbling of the temple. It doesn't feel like it's gonna collapse or anything, but it's very strange. And the energy beam that's in front of you that leads down to this vortex pulses. And you hear a huge roar of a jaguar. And you hear like giant footsteps on the temple going down the temple.
Well, we don't have a lot of time. I'll set up on one side of this hole. I'm going to aim down in the vortex.
Okay.
I'll try to be as far on the other side as possible.
And I'm just...
So you're going to just stand on one side, Bull's going to stand on the other side? Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm like, well, I'll just hope for the best.
And the rest of you, so what, you guys are just going to stand by? Like, what's the...
Cover us, please.
Yeah, no, I
want to go. I want to go towards the jaguar.
You'd have to go through a jungle to get there, but it's...
There's pterrigators out there.
So this is the two of you? The two of you are just going to... 2025, and your goal is to cross the streams in such a way that they cross on the other side
of
that portal.
Okay, so I mean, yeah, with rules like that, you're like, all right, let's kind of maneuver, and you're very careful in your maneuvering in such a way that on this end you're not crossed, but down below in this empty void of spiraling craziness, they just become intertwined, and like Laffy Taffy, it just spins like around, like just like you know what I'm saying? It's
yeah.
Like it's they just intertwine, it's like braiding someone's hair. And
I was starting to really wonder what this would look like.
Yeah. Because it's a huge spinning, it's a huge spinning vortex. These beams just meld into one, and you hear your packs just overheating from this. It just caused a massive explosion you're feeling a blast of wind come up. But it does send out a massive shockwave through this vortex that cleaves out a lot of stuff. Like it does a big amount of damage, and you can again the temple shakes because of this, of how crazy this is. But when you unshield your eyes and the wind dies down, there is still a hole here. You did do a lot of damage, but this vortex is still here, and there is still spirits flowing through. Not as bad as before you guys did.
Wait,
it's still there.
We're near the Ecto 1. You could go get a proton pack.
And I can get the beach kit.
And we could five-man proton pack this.
I'm gonna run back to the car.
You're gonna just
hold on. Alright, I'm gonna just in case the alligators come out.
Alright, yeah. So you're just gonna
cover you.
Pool and Bjornstad are gonna run out to the car.
Do you think we? That seemed like it did something. Should we try?
It did seem like it did something.
We need more proton packs.
Okay.
More protons.
So it's pool and your inside are gonna head out to the car?
Yep.
Okay, you guys are just gonna hold it down
until
whatever. Okay, so you guys run out there, you get to the door that you sealed shut, you can open it up, you don't see any interrogators around, but the Ecto-1 is within running distance, so you're gonna run out to the Ecto-1. You get to the Ecto-1, you're gonna take off your slime floor, you're gonna put them. As you're taking off the slime bone, you're putting on the proton pack, you can feel the temple shaking again and like the jaguar sounds, and it's outside causing mayhem, as you can, picture whatever. But a massive hole just gets collapsed down one half, like one side of this pyramid, and a jaguar starts squeezing its way in, and it's massive. It's like, there's a massive black jaguar that's glowing like a cosmic energy, and its eyes are flames. And it's just looking like, it's perched above this jungle basically, and it's trying to squeeze its way in like a cat through a pet door, you know what I'm saying? So there's a hole in this massive pyramid, and it starts climbing in, and it can see the science center with you guys out front, so it's gonna reach out with its paw to try and smack the ground where you guys are, so you're both gonna have to give me a moves roll to try and
dodge
get out of the way. Dodge, well, you have a good dodge talent, right? So.
Yeah, dude.
Whoa! Oh, whoa, what is that? Blake got 11?
25.
With this massive paw coming down, 11, Blake starts to run, but you're having trouble with the pack still on you. But Pools is so good, he just shoves you. Move! He just runs from behind and just shoves you forward, diving into the doorway as a massive jaguar paw just lands in between the one and where that doorway is.
I'm going to attempt something to help them.
Okay.
I'm going to turn on my proton pack, and I'm going to fire it into the jaguar's line of sight on the ground. And then we're going to move it slightly.
Oh, I know. Okay, that's your choice. Yeah. All right, then just give me a moves roll to make sure you don't hit Pool or Blake. 9. Yeah, you can after Pool and Bjornstad are safely like out of the way, just clear, and you just fire a proton stream out through the doors. And this, from the point of view of this giant jaguar, this yellow just wiggles out of the science center. And it just tries to grab it. Like, it doesn't know what it is. It's like, what is this? It just tries to grab it.
I'm just going to try to keep it from touching it.
It's like, you can just try it.
Yeah, I'm just trying to keep it occupied.
I just imagine there's a ground.
Yeah, it's sorry.
If you want to keep it from touching it, give me another one.
Okay, I'm going to spend one value point. I want to do it long enough for it to be completely distracted.
Okay, so yeah, this is...
Everybody can get
this,
inside.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Pool and the Earth are already, like, behind you. You're out of sight. Okay. I mean, you it cannot see you. It just sees this proton. This is basically just to make sure that you keep it out of its reach.
Okay. 18.
He grabs it a couple times, but you're able to slip it out between its little fingers. You know, it's like
when everybody's inside, I just turn it off.
Okay.
I just back away quietly.
Okay. Cool. So so there's a massive jaguar halfway inside this temple, over the science center, beating its paws around. So, but now all of you got a proton pack, so this is up to you guys. You are intentionally crossing the streams. You're gonna intentionally aim it in such a way that it is not in this reality. So you better make sure it's not in this reality, because if a part of it is in this reality, it's toast. Okay, so
God, spend five chances of ghost die.
Yeah, so spend your brownie points well.
Like for us to like really fuck up.
Yeah.
Oh God, watch five ghost die.
Oh, that would be the best.
No, I would even be happy.
No, I'm just saying. So I mean, the way I'll divvy this up is I'm going to take everyone's individual scores for that person of whether or not, if there is a disaster, how much damage is done. But everyone's scores added up together will be whether or not it's enough to close this thing or not. Does that make any sense?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so what's everybody... So who's spending what? You're spending 10?
Yeah.
I got 10.
10?
Spending 5 for a total of
10.
Dude, I have 15 brownie points.
I spent 16.
You're gonna spend 16.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So is everybody rolling
17.
Now?
17. Oh, that gives me 20 dice.
All right. Everyone know what they're doing?
If this doesn't work.
Okay. Let's go around. So let's start with Blake.
Enough brownie points.
All right. So
let's start with Blake. So your moves. What's your moves?
That's my normal.
Your normal moves. And you
need
to just. Pretty good roll from both of you, actually.
And no ghost.
And no ghost eye so far. Yeah. Alright, who's next? No, alright, that's so we're three for three, no ghost eye.
Very good still though.
Okay. Alright. Now it's LaForge. That's your version of Emerald. Bam!
My stomach just turned and flipped because I realized it all boils down to me and I get a ghost eye.
Yeah. It boils down to Mr. Ghost Die and whether or not.
Dude,
he's
one
ghost
eye is a big difference
between 1 and 5.
Yeah. But I imagine one ghost eye this is gonna be horrifically bad.
So now Adam.
I'm doing 14.
There you go.
6, 7.
Because I have a number in my head of what it would take to destroy this.
Okay, so 14.
That's 14 total? You got a ghost eye in there? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Take your time.
Oh! Why? Why?
Count it. So, 53.
Why am I the worst Ghostbuster to ever bust?
Part of me wanted it to happen.
No, part of you wanted it to happen to Adam.
Yeah. No, that's what I said, yeah.
So, alright, so Josh, what was yours?
54.
That total comes to 251.
God, I hope your number was 250.
So the total is, yeah. I will say, so you guys all line up, you know, and you just flip them on and you start roasting the inside, and sure enough, like the five streams are going down, and as soon as they get past the...
I bet it looks like one of those things.
Yeah.
Spin art.
Yeah. It starts to look like spin art when just... So five proton beams. Tobin puts his paws over his head. It starts spinning. It just spins and...
Well,
yeah, there's a massive explosion.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
It's going to explode with such a force that it's going to knock everybody. It's just going to knock everybody back. Just you're gonna go flying, basically. You're gonna fly until you hit a wall that's inside the science center. Everybody, give me a muscles roll, standard.
Besides me.
Besides Brady. Okay, you three, shake it off and you wake up. Bjornstad is conscious, but he can't. He just can't move because he's injured. Briggs is completely unconscious, and you can feel this temple is melting away. Like this entire temple. It's like you're gonna have to act fast. So.
You can save Private Ryan. We're not here.
No, yeah, you're just you've been flashbang. You can see, but you cannot hear. You're dizzy. So he's gonna need help. Briggs is flat on his back, unconscious.
I'm gonna grab Briggs because I got carry.
Okay.
Oh,
so
good call. Okay.
There you go. Yeah.
Highest muscle.
Yeah, I'll grab Bjornstad.
Okay. And then so give me your carry and give me your muscle. And then after that, I'm gonna need to move some of the three of you. After the explosion, you get up, there's ringing in your ears, you're looking around, smoke's everywhere. The vortex is now sucking in on itself, it's shrinking really fast and sucking in. This entire temple is like an acid trip, just melting before your eyes, and you're hearing a giant jaguar scream in agony. So you guys start running, you get out of the... I will say, that will get you out of the science center. So you're out of the science center, you got Briggs on your back, and you're carrying, you know, you got Blake over his shoulder like this, just like hobbling your way, and out...
I also was just myself.
That's true. No, that's a very good point. So you make it outside of the science center, and it's like a hurricane is going on. The wind's blowing, and the trees are, you know, freaking out, and you're hearing all those crazy animal sounds that are not of this world or whatever. And you can make it to the Ecto-1. So if you make it to the Ecto-1, you look back at the science center. You remember the end of Poltergeist with that house collapse? This is happening. So like this entire thing is collapsing in on itself. And you have successfully made it to the
point. I slap Briggs and I try to wake him up. You know what? I'm just going to make it brawl, but my special move, which is the titty twister. And I just,
wake up!
Yeah, purple nurple. And I'm doing it with precision for pain.
Okay.
Not to do damage.
Yeah. If you do this, ah! Briggs wakes up and he's like, what the hell? Like,
I just regular slap him. Yeah. Right now.
Because Briggs is waking up. He's not even sure where he is right now. So you're gonna slap him. Tell the driver. You're gonna shove him in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Trees are getting uprooted and flying just around or wherever. So you shove them in the driver's seat, everybody gets in the Ecto-1, you say drive.
I just got Tobin.
Yeah, so you got Tobin. Tobin was on you the whole time. He's on your heels. So Tobin leaps into the back.
You ever had a moment to shine, goddammit.
Shine now.
Fly brownie points I'm using.
Shine the brightest. Yeah,
you're gonna need it because it's because you're because of the spear hitting your head and from being knocked around a temple from a nuclear blast and being just slapped. You, I mean, you got a lot working against you. So, if you have anything left,
I'm using 13 running points.
Okay.
And it seems like ghosts are getting sucked into this too.
A lot. I mean, it's hard to tell because you're still inside this temple,
right?
There's a massive hole in that temple where the jaguar tried to climb.
But the jaguar got sucked into it.
Jaguar, you don't see the jaguar.
Oh.
Okay. So you don't see the jaguar, but it's but trees are getting uprooted, just, and the air just. I mean, just you can. I mean, if you look, if you have the time, you look up, you would probably see certain spirits getting sucked in there. Yeah.
Okay. While he's slowly starting the car, I literally just open the mobile containment unit and let out Tregeagle.
Alright, you can do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a lot of dice.
Fucking holy.
Oh, God damn it.
No, you're gonna. No, this is tough, man.
No,
this
no,
is tough.
No, but thank God. Dude, yeah, that's a pretty good roll. There's a lot of sixes and fives.
70, 76, 82, 88.
88
miles per hour.
Open that mobile containment unit and all.
What is this?
Yes, two brownie points.
You have two brownie points left. That's good. Yeah. Okay.
So,
okay.
So you open the mobile containment unit. Trigo hops out and all he sees is two flaming tires.
So let me recap. Everything is getting sucked up. Trees and animals and, I mean, all this craziness. Air is coming in through this giant hole in this massive wall that's 400 feet tall. You open, so you shove Briggs in the front seat, you get in the car, the car doors are closed, Tobin's in there, you opened up the mobile containment unit, just spits out for game. Just gets sucked into that thing. And you rolled an 88 to focus and drive. So
and
you just...
That moment you get possessed by Dale Earnhardt.
So you Woo! Just... Yeah, you hit the gas, tires spin, and you just start driving, and the earth is breaking apart in front of you. Just like trees almost hitting you and everything. You're seeing glimpses of terror gators, and you can finally see temple wall pieces just start falling all around. You can see the hallway up ahead, and you just hit the gas as much as you can, and you're able to squeeze
like
it.
All
through.
Of us are like,
yeah, you don't know because this was not meant to be driven through. But with a roll like that, you just squeeze it right in. I'll say one of the higher up pieces of equipment like just gets bent back. So like a little metal piece that's on top of the car. Haul ass out of this hallway that leads to the temple. As you exit, you see a line of fire trucks and police squad cars that were already lined out there that have been abandoned because these troops were out. So you just give me a standard drive roll to stop and not crash into this line of police cars.
Oh, here we go.
Shit.
His drive is decent. He's got a good drive.
This is true.
Just aim for the police cars if you aim for anything.
Aim for the mayor's car.
Fire truck. Do not aim for a fire truck.
28, yeah. You're out of the temple. You can see the line of fire trucks and police cars just stop, meeting it right there. You don't hit it, and if you turn and you look, this entire temple is collapsing in on itself, and it just gets sucked into an endless void and just closes and seals shut.
I hop out of there and I go, yeah!
I'm just gonna succumb to my
voice
and just fall over.
Slump in the seat, just.
Oh, fuck. Like, you succumb to your awful titty pain.
So, no, yeah, this temple just. It collapses. The dark clouds that were in the sky. Because this happened at, like, you know, just after, like, just right around sundown. So the dark clouds of the swirling vortex that was in the sky just dissipates and it clears up. And you can tell it's like sunset. The wind dies down. And what's left is like a half-destroyed science center, but all, as far as you can see, all the crazy evil jungle stuff is gone. You don't see any sign of a jaguar. You don't see any sign of any of the rest of the stuff.
Is it still daytime?
It's sunset, so like you can still see there's daylight out. Yeah.
Is it a call around? Oh, I get the
wait. Are we like so? Everything, as far as we can tell, looks okay.
I mean, well, if you look around, it looks like a hurricane hit because there's plant, you know, leaves and shrubbery and stuff like that. A couple of police squad cars and fire trucks have been smooshed by giant cat paw prints, you know, but other than that, everything's looking somewhat normal. Few stragglers of people that are just a block away who are now just walking back to see what all the commotion was about, because most people have deserted it, but things are looking good. So this is still the end of that same day.
I dig into the beach kit, and I grab Smirnoff Ice.
Crack open a Smirnoff Ice and lean against the Ecto-1.
I say, hey guys, it's probably another couple hours before sundown. I think it's time we hit the beach.
You wanna hit the beach?
Sundown.
All my head does is this.
On the horn.
I think he's slept enough.
You can scoot over, yeah. You can scoot over until someone else drives you. So you're gonna go to the beach, hit up the beach?
I guess.
Let's go to the beach.
Should we go back to City Hall?
No. Why?
You guys wanna arrest us? We're here.
I kinda wanna watch Josh punch the mayor.
No, I'm done.
I will say if you guys while you're trying to figure out what to do, Nina comes running up and she's like, are you guys okay? He's just like, completely, he's like, where's Tobin?
Oh, he's great.
Yeah, he's fine. He's in the back. He's literally in the back.
Oh, we lost our night buddies.
The night buddies?
The knights?
Well, you know, this is a disaster zone. So, I mean, you're not going to know.
They're not going to like the beach. It's not only
us. So if you guys want to hit up the beach, Nina's like, first she's like, are you crazy? The beach, there's with it. Oh, to hell with it. It doesn't matter. Alright, so you guys can head out to the beach. Blake, you got the best cool. Give me a standard cool roll.
Can I help Blake with the cool roll? I wanna spend 6 rounded points.
You have 123 fun at the beach.
Yeah!
So you guys have a friggin' awesome time at the beach. Nice. So I'd say that would conclude your main your main storyline. I have an epilogue story.
I will say, when we first got to the thing, I was like, I don't know, just cross that. It seemed not epic enough. It got epic real quick. We killed a god without actually killing
him. I'll tell you, because as far as crossing the stream, I had a number in mind. It was 250. So I was just like, okay. Win it by one. Every brownie point you spent.
Oh man.
Counts.
Have I healed? Is my brain's back?
You're it's gonna take a while for your brains to come back unless you wanna check into a hospital. You wanna check into a hospital? I gotta think after the check into a hospital.
Yeah, probably a good.
How about we force him to a hospital?
Yeah you force
just
him.
Just so
to
that
a hospital.
We can be away from him for a couple days.
Yeah, after the beach, you know, they wrap the bandage around your head, and you're just like, great day at the beach! And then they get back to the firehouse later, look, you gotta go to the hospital. They take you to the hospital, people at the hospital
say, why is he covered in sand?
Yeah, why did you take him to the beach? How dare you! He's got these...
He had 123 fun at the beach.
They go, worth it!
Whoa!
I'm right, sorry. You deserve my doctorate degree. So they say we're going to keep you
a beach kid.
Yeah. they say we're going to keep you overnight, maybe for a couple days, and after about 3 or 4 days, they say you're good to go home and you're back to your normal self. So anyway, Briggs gets out. You guys meet back at the firehouse. You pick him up like normal. Everything's fine. Alan Friedman, EPA Inspector Alan Friedman, with the help of Detective Joseph Whitewood, expose the mayor for trying to stop the Ghostbusters.
He endangered the safety of the worm.
Yeah, that's their number one thing that they address publicly. The mayor's going away for a long time. It's a huge abuse of power.
It was a good thing that I revived him then. Yeah.
It was a gross misuse of power for. There's many other crimes that he's done, but
the only ones I care about.
Yeah. The only ones you care about is that. But he, you know, as far as like embezzlement and everything else, he's going to be going away, and they're going to have to hold another re-election soon. In the meantime, whoever will be, I mean, I don't know in reality who would be mayor of the city if the mayor's taken out of commission, so head of the city.
Probably a Ghostbuster.
At this point, a Ghostbuster mayor. Yeah, it's like, why not Adam?
I'll be the mayor.
So whoever the next person in line for that would be, does want to host a thank you ceremony.
I was going to say, I imagine he's going to go the opposite way. Swing pretty hard the other way.
Yeah.
He's on the Support Ghostbusters platform.
So they're going to have a nice little ceremony for you guys, giving you guys the keys to the city sort of ceremony. Give like a golden bone award for Tobin.
I'm so happy you got the golden bone.
Roger Gibson convinces Disney World to host a parade at the Magic Kingdom for you guys, like how they do for like World Series winners and whatnot. So you get that as well.
Nice.
A Cult of Veritas wants to hold a fundraiser for you guys among their people, so they're gonna host a fundraiser to save up some money and
so we can get better gear.
So because they're like, you guys save the world, you deserve a better car. So they're gonna you know. They're gonna save up some money.
Get a BMW M5 since.
You're way ahead of yourself.
How about another car?
So, the city has also approached you guys about erecting a statue to commemorate saving the world at the Science Center. So while they're rebuilding the Science Center, they build a bronze statue of an Aztec pyramid. In fact, I'll say, when they tell you over the phone they're going to build a statue to commemorate what you guys have done, you guys are very much expecting a statue of the five Ghostbusters and maybe a Tobin as well. But when you get there, it's just, it's an abstract art statue of an Aztec pyramid with no people on it. So it's like, oh, but no, I mean, that's still cool. It's just,
you know, it's like, I'm disappointed.
Because Egon and Ray, they didn't come the next day because clearly crisis was averted. And the airports were closed, you know, obviously because it was the end of the world that was happening. After a few days go by and everything's fine, Ray Stance... So it's Dr. Stant and Dr. Zedmore show up to really congratulate you guys on a job well done. They stay for like maybe one or two days, take you guys out for a nice dinner, trade some nice stories, that sort of thing. The only other thing that I'll say before we can take a break, because I do have one more thing for you guys to do. Before we take a break, I will say that Vicky has called, after like this week has been going on, Vicky's been calling Blake and saying that she feels uncomfortable because she thinks she'd be stalked by somebody. But like maybe an ex-boyfriend or something. So we're gonna take a quick break, and I'll work out the epilogue of what we're gonna do next.
That was fucking awesome.
That was great.
That was amazing.
Dude, that could be your dice made up for your dice.
Are you troubled by strange noises in the middle of the night?
Do you experience feelings of dread in your basement or attic?
Have you or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute.
Pick up your phone and call the professionals.
Ghostbusters!
Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs at nerdyshow.com.
All Nerdy Show programs are listener supported. So if you like what you hear, please consider clicking the support button and help us keep the EPA off our backs.
Or consider following us or The Nerdy Show on iTunes, Facebook, or Tumblr.
We're ready to believe you!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.